Hi, my name is Nick Tibuzek, and you are about to bring your strength and skills, and through that, your body, to a complete new level with this podcast. In this podcast, you're not only learning about what's needed to train successfully, but also how to stay healthy and in shape long term. As a calisthenics athlete and coach, I train some of the best athletes in the world, and I will show you what details really matter and how to use the three cornerstones of planning, technique, and mindset to build yourself into the best version of yourself. This podcast is a combination of science, practical experience, and personal stories, which used in the right way will change your whole life. If you want more performance, look great, have more skills and mental power for your training, you're exactly right here. Because here you will learn how to make that happen. Welcome to the Strength and Skills Podcast. Let's walk the walk. What a change! Oh, if you're following this podcast, you might have noticed that some things a little bit changed over time, especially over time. And this is just because life is about change, and I changed, so the podcast changed, of course. And here's one big topic today that I would love to talk about, as I'm probably going a lot more into that direction. If you are following this podcast for quite a while, you know that my roots in training are coming from the army, as I served in the army. I was in the German Airborne, and from that time on, for me, it was always super important to have a body that is able to perform. And on the other hand, I'm a big fan of also looking good. So these two things were things that I always looked for. And in the end, a lot of stuff came up into my training. I did a lot of kettlebell stuff. I did a lot of calisthenics for sure. I think everybody knows me from there. But what changed a lot during the past time, especially I think mostly the last 2 years, it was like before that I was really, really focusing on weighted calisthenics, evolving there. And what changed here was really a lot on my approach to training, as to me, I'm a big, big fan of building myself into a machine. And what I noticed with myself was mostly, okay, Nick, you can actually do these four lifts. You're okay-ish at it. At that point, I was a pretty strong athlete in the world, I think so. And it's not that you can do everything. And I was like, but I like to be able to do most of the things. So to me, it's this is kind of an intro into something that I would like to just tell you about, as the things that also my coaching business changed. I changed a lot from just working exclusively with weighted calisthenics athletes who want to compete into a much more general population, which is not less passionate about training, but the goals are a little bit different. And so my personal goals changed, so my clients' goals changed, and I'm very, very good with that because it makes me happy. And I think this is another very important thing. A lot of people may remember the podcast episode that I did with Ranjit Bachu, and in this episode he's talking about the hybrid athlete, his approach to training, and that was actually something that we shared together for like, I think now 8 years or something like that.
And we both always were about, well, we have to mix up calisthenic stuff, we have to mix up weights. And now I stepped one step further, and to me, I incorporated something into my own training and that I never expected myself on doing, because I always made jokes about it, but it is actually cardio. And that is something super interesting to incorporate in my own training, as I would say I'm not too weak at my lifts, so I do squat 200 for reps and stuff like that. So just combining this with the ability to run fast was something I thought of, and I was like, well, Nick, you have always been a guy who was looking for building himself into the best version of himself. And the best version of yourself is not only able to lift any heavy weights, you can also run fast and control your body. And that was something where I really, really changed about my perception of myself in training. As I love to evolve in pretty much all the terms. But here I really have to say, right now, I love the fact that I'm right now probably at the best overall physical abilities that I ever had. And it's not only that I can lift heavy weights right now, I definitely have the best body control, as I'm doing my handstand push-ups, working on my front lever, doing handstands easily and stuff like that. I mean, of course I can do a back lever and stuff like that, the flag and stuff like that, because that's, you don't need to train that. But the thing here is, I'm able to do all these things with the muscle ups, the handstands and stuff like that, and I can lift heavy weights. But it's not the end of the story. I am also able to run pretty fast, and I'm doing my running, I think once or twice a week, mostly once a week, sometimes twice a week. And I have in my head, I have the goal of being able to run the 3 kilometers in 12 minutes and then the 5 kilometers in 20 minutes. It's not super fast, but it's a pretty good tempo, I think. And I would say, in combination with the rest of my abilities when it comes to physical stuff, I think that's what makes me a very, very ultimate athlete. And this is where I wanted to lead this podcast episode, because I would like to hear your opinion about this. And maybe there are some more people who actually like the idea of this ultimate athlete, as this is a topic that I'm talking about a lot during the, I think pretty much the last year, that I like this idea of the hybrid athlete. But to me, it's not just lifting weights and calisthenics. It's being able to run, to lift heavy, and to control the body. And to have all these three aspects in training, I think this makes the ultimate athlete. As you probably are ready for any zombie apocalypse, you're ready for war, you're ready to tackle anything that comes up your way. And this is something that I was always thinking about, because I'm not only this guy who is training for a competition or to impress someone and only for the looks and stuff like that. I'm actually mostly training for this idea that I have of myself, that I will be the best version of myself. And this is super important to me, to get you to understand this. This is not that I want anybody to, oh, you're just specified on something. I so much appreciate everybody who is specified on something, especially when they are really, really good at something or very, very passionate about something. So don't get me wrong on that one. I'm just telling you about my idea of the ultimate athlete, and I'm really, really passionate about it, as it really gives me the thing that I always loved, especially in the beginning when I started training, I was always about, okay, I want to run fast. I want to control my body. I want to lift heavy weights. I want to be the ultimate athlete that I can actually be. And when you look back into the time, I trained in my backyard at that time, lifting stones, doing my pull-ups at the bar, doing my calisthenics stuff, but always also did some running and stuff because I came from the army and I knew this is super, super important to build up my physical abilities that I can also run very, very fast. You know, I don't like the very long runs personally. I don't like to spend an hour on running and just doing that. But I can absolutely get that people just like that. What is to me super important is that I can actually do my running in a very short amount of time. And that's super interesting to me that the way I train now is so much more time efficient because I'm not completely focused on something that I have to specify about. And so I can actually train very, very well all the calisthenic stuff that I want to do, all the lifting that I want to do, and I can also run. So to me, this is right now one of the best times in training that I have, as I usually have like three, let's say, strength training sessions where I can actually work on my heavy lifting, on my calisthenics abilities, and building a muscle and strength here. So that which is absolutely important to me. But I do have my fourth session a week, and this is just an easy one. I just run. And right now I'm still training for the 3 kilometers for in 12 minutes, and it takes me pretty much right now like 15 minutes for that run. I'm taking it not super hard. I'm taking it serious, but not super hard. So let's say I'm at a 7 of 10 when it comes to 10 is very, very, very the fastest that I could run. I'm taking it at a 7, and this is actually the way I also like it, because I definitely what I experience is I have to balance it with my heavy lifting, especially when it comes to squats and deadlifts, because it does affect each other. So we definitely have to balance that. Actually, something that I definitely see with a lot of my clients. I do have a lot of clients who like running, who have to run. I do have some, as an example, I do have some police men in the coaching who have to run because they need it for the job, who have to be able to lift weights, to control the body and all that stuff. So it's definitely that style of training that is perfect for them. But on the other hand, I have a lot of people like managers and really high performers who love that we have this bright and wide variety of training here, because it's not this one thing that we do all the time. We have a very, very wide variety in training that we can actually use, and it's not just, okay, you have to use this machine or that. I'm actually a big fan of using machines if you have the machines and if you need the machines for something, you know, as a booster for something, for accessories or assistance exercises. But I actually mostly enjoy that training is so simple now. So we have the big six in there, and the only thing that we really have to look for is that we have the right program for the person in the right situation. And this is the super important one. So we don't need a lot of equipment, but what we need is a lot of knowledge. And this is something that a lot of people may misunderstand when it comes to that stuff. The less equipment that you use, the more simplified your training is, the more brain you have to get into it to get to a certain goal. And that's a super important one to understand. Yes, you can make it very, very easy, but if your goals are still high, and my goals are actually high, I'm still on the run, you know. I still want to do like 10 handstand push-ups deep once in my lifetime, you know. And I still want to do the 300 kg squat, and I'm definitely up for, let's say, 5 kilometers in 15 minutes run and stuff like that. So you see, I do have my goals in this, but I know for that I need a lot of brain. I need to be able to adapt this training style also to my life. And this is a super important one that a lot of people misunderstand. When it comes to this coaching stuff that we do actually with a hybrid athlete strategy, is pretty much that we adapt the strategy to the lifestyle of that single person. And this is something that a lot of people may misunderstand here. I don't want you to make your life about training. I want your training about life. And that's a big difference here. And I think the hybrid athlete strategy is the best way to do this, because you are able to do pretty much everything. Whenever you want to do something in your life, you are ready to take it on because your body is ready for that. So this is something that I see a lot of times when I'm around with the, I always call them the civilians, but when I'm with a normal, let's say normal people, you know, I'm always ready to tackle this stuff. I've been to this, it's a ninja warrior parkour thing, and with friends of my girlfriend, and I was able to do that easily. And I think they didn't expect me to be able to do that, because I'm a pretty heavy guy. I'm at 100 kg, you know, and this is usually not the best weight for doing stuff like the Ninja Warrior stuff. But I was able to manage it pretty well. I mean, it was not super hard to me, but it was definitely a kind of a little challenge sometimes. So I was able to tackle that, and I'm always ready to tackle anything that comes up when it comes to physical activity. And I have in my mind, I really want to be able to do that. So I don't want to get out of breath when I have to run somewhere. I really want to be the one who doesn't break into a sweat just because we have to go up some stairs and stuff like that. So I want to be at the best level that I can actually be. With my body. And this is super important to get into the head when it comes to building the ultimate athlete. I think these are the abilities that you can actually definitely bring into your training, so you look amazing. You are extremely strong. You can run fast. You can control the body. I think I'm at the healthiest that I have ever been right now. I'm at not at the very strongest, because I'm not completely specified on something, but I'm overall at the strongest that I have ever been. And I would say in the whole combination of it all, I'm at the very best that I have ever been. And I think that's amazing, and I love that. And I would love to have more people to be at that stage in their life. So if you are ready to tackle this, if you want to be the ultimate athlete that you can actually be, at the best version of yourself, looking good, being strong, and running fast while controlling your body, I'm heavily inviting you to just contact me, and we get this done in the Strength and Skills Coaching with our hybrid athlete strategy. I would love you guys to jump into this, and hope you like this episode. Hope you like my vision of training. And if you like so, please just feel free to reach out to me. You can easily send an email to office@strengthandskills.de and reach out to me if you want to talk about it. And I'm gonna catch up to you and easily send your message back wherever you are on all the social media platforms. I'm going a little bit away from Instagram right now, because I just don't like the platform anymore that much, because for a reason. I'm a little bit more on the LinkedIn. So if you guys want to reach out to me, you can easily do that still on Instagram. I'm just not that active there anymore. So just send me the email to office@strengthandskills.de. office@strengthandskills.de, and then you can easily get in touch with me. I would love to hear from you guys. How is your opinion about this style of training? How do you like this idea, this vision of building yourself into the best version of yourself by being able to do pretty much everything? So guys, if you like this episode, just reach out, share it on your social media, do me the favor, and hope you guys having a good training, have a good run, having a good pumping up some heavy weights, and catch you on the next episode. Thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a great day today.